Good morning.
Hello.
How are we? All right.
My
name,
Darren.
Have I got the name? I would imagine your name has been pronounced in very, very different ways, James.
Yes, it has. I'm pronounced and spelled in a whole myriad of ways.
I can't spell it. I've never been able to say it or spell it correctly.
let's talk about Sick Note, because there's a lot of buzz about this show, down to, you know, the cast, and we've been waiting for it. You've got a sort of second season already before we've even seen it. So there's been a lot of, like, talk about this. What can you tell us about Sick Note and the story itself?
Nothing. We're not allowed to say anything.
We're under embargo. No. It's the story of what happens when a man tells possibly the worst lie you could ever tell in your life. And it gets him into a spiraling series of unfortunate events that absolutely derail his whole life. And the irony being that he just tells this lie in the hope of having a simpler life. So it stars Rupert Grint playing a character called Daniel, who is pretty much very much down on his luck. He's being dumped. He's losing his job. He gets diagnosed with cancer. And at that moment, people just start treating him better. His girlfriend takes him back. His job's safe.
Yeah, it's like him being diagnosed with cancer kind of turned his life around. And so then, it also gives him like a purpose to live again. And he's like, okay, now I'm gonna sort myself out and stop being lazy. And I'm gonna beat this as well. I'm young.
Yeah.
So it kind of really gives him a new lease for life. And then he finds out a week later that it was a misdiagnosis. He doesn't have cancer at all. He's absolutely fine.
He's absolutely fine. But then he sees what it's going to be like when he tells people that he's actually fine, that he just thinks, okay, well, I'm going to lose my job again and my girlfriend's going to kick me out. So he thinks, well, maybe I'll just kind of, I won't tell anyone for a bit. And then it turns into the worst mistake he could have made.
Straight away, the setup sounds fantastic. Has it been a while putting this together? When did you first sort of come up with the idea, you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's been about 5 years in the making, really.
Wow.
So, yeah, James first came to me with the idea, and we started kind of like knocking it back and forth, started kind of like getting it ready to pitch to the networks, and even then, it's kind of like been around a few places. And
yeah, it was because we were originally developing it in America with HBO, but the idea came from me and that, like, watching like those big high-end American dramas, and just at the heart of all of them, the main character is betraying themselves as one way, but really they're another way, like Tony Soprano being, you know, he's a gangster, but then he's also like a family man.
Yeah.
And, you know, Nurse Jackie, she's a nurse and she's got a family, but also she's secretly a drug addict. And so we just thought, okay, well, how can we apply that to something that we haven't seen? And we just thought, oh, yeah, you know, pretending that you're ill, you know? And we just thought that there was something funny in someone thinking that like lying to have like an easy life, but then this lie ends up making their life so much more complicated.
I mean, he really goes through the ringer. It's it's kind of an escalation, really. I mean, the theme really is about how lies kind of like beget bigger lies and the way they kind of spiral out of control. And so by the end of the first episode, he's got way more to deal with than just faking being ill. And by the end of the season, like, it's just had such a huge effect on everyone in his life, and it's caused, you know, death and
destruction
and absolute mayhem. and then the second season, like even more. I mean, so many people wind up dead because one guy just
made a bad decision. Yeah,
one terrible decision. So yeah.
It's an intriguing concept. Once you get this sort of thing and you get it approved, and then you're looking at a cast. I mean, you've got this is like a dream cast, isn't it? Really, you look at this.
You said, we are still pinching ourselves when we kind of like look at it and just think we can't believe we've got, you know, Rupert
and his name,
so and so,
you know, that guy from what was
from that thing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and then our bonus American cast members, Don Johnson in season one, Lindsay Lohan in season two, who are both just bring so much to it and were like amazing to work with. Mm-hmm. But then, yeah, and Rupert and Nick have just got amazing kind of like comic chemistry together. So it's just a joy. And then all of our supporting cast, everyone in it, is just brilliant.
Yeah,
so,
like, yeah, we've been very lucky.
Yeah.
There's only one person who would recast. Out of the whole, yeah, of like, you know, 30 people, that's pretty low, you know.
I was going to ask about Don Johnson and Lindsay Lohan, because, I mean, how does that come about? Is it because like you were initially going to be doing it with HBO? Were they sort of involved then, or how does that come about that Don Johnson, Miami Vice, I mean, it's Crockett, is doing it? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, we're more like Nash Bridges guys. they weren't involved.
Originally we wanted something that was when we were developing it with HBO. It was going to be, it was set in America, set in Texas, and it was going to be the character that Kenny West, that Don Johnson played, he was going to be British, and then everyone else was going to be American, and we were looking at like people like Pierce Brosnan and people like that, like one of like a suave, older kind of British actor.
Yeah.
And to give that thing of, oh, it's got like a transatlantic feel, you know? And then, when we started developing it over here, we just thought, okay, well, who's like the American equivalent? And he was like, he was totally top of our list. And then he, I think we
Skyped with him.
We Skyped with him about a day after.
He was in his Malibu kind of home in his dressing gown, very chill, very fun and witty guy.
Yeah, if you're listening, Don, hi.
Yeah, hey, Don. He was up for it.
I know.
Brought some ideas to the character that were great, so we used those.
Yeah, he's pretty extreme, his character. But he was just kind of up for doing anything. And he's great. He's so great. It was just like making him laugh is like one of the highlights of our
career. It's all going downhill now.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, obviously, first season we're going to be seeing on Sky One, 7th of November. That's confirmed. It's going out on 7th of November. So very, very exciting.
Yeah.
But even before anybody's seen it, a second season was ordered. That's quite a rare thing, I think, really, in the realms of TV.
Yeah, it is. It's just because our scripts are so good, you know? What happened was, it's supposed to go out in January of this year, and it was supposed to be on Sky Atlantic. And so what happened was Sky One wanted to take it on and become part of this new kind of launch of new comedy on Sky One, like Bounty Hunters and Living the Dream.
Yeah.
And
right.
There are a couple of other shows that come out. I think Nicole Pilkington's got one coming out. So anyway, there's like a whole, like a new glut of comedy that's coming, and they wanted ours to be part of that. So it just ended up that it got pushed to now, which is, you know, from Nat and I, it's been quite frustrating and weird that, like, I think tomorrow morning we will we'll finish editing the 8th episode of season 2, and it hasn't even gone out yet, and so we're just kind of got everything crossed that people like it.
Yeah, well, you currently catch us like mapping out season 3.
Yeah.
Because if we do film it, then it would be next summer, because it's on a yearly schedule, and we literally have no idea if it's going to
happen again.
Yeah, but we assume it. You know, we assume people will like it. We like it.
Yeah.
So if we do, then surely everyone else will.
Well, exactly.
It's not terrible. We know it's not terrible.
Well, Don Johnson season 1, Lindsay Lohan season 2. Season 3? Who are you targeting?
Yeah. We're aiming for Trump.
Yeah, once he's been indicted, then...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's going to have a lot of time on his hands.
Yeah, yeah. And he'll need a kind of, a lift in his career.
Yeah.
I would love to see that.
We want someone... we want a Game of Thrones...
Someone who's been killed in Game of Thrones, we want to resurrect. So, yeah, we haven't decided which one yet, but, yeah, we might...
Yeah. Well, no, it's last season, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they'll all be dead.
Yeah, they'll all be dead.
They will all be dead, yeah. You'll have there'll be plenty of actors looking for some work, I'm sure.
The streets of London will be crawling.
Walking around in medieval gear. You'll see them on every street corner.
And they've all got sword fighting on their TV.
I just wanted to ask as well, James, a couple of things about the one of my favourite sketch shows of all time, which was the stuff you did with your brother in the Peter Serafinovich show. And I wanted to ask you about Brian Butterfield, because for me, he's one of the greatest comedy creations of all time. Am I right in thinking, because there was an advert years ago for like the personal injury helpline, which it's Butterfield Direct was pretty much based on this guy, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. His name was Basil Soper, and the advert was called personal injury helpline. That's right.
I think James actually. It might have sounded a little bit like this. Have a listen, hold on.
Have you been injured, had an accident at work, or on the road, or in a public place? Unsure if you have a claim for compensation? Concerned about hidden charges? Now, there is no need to worry. The Personal Injury Helpline will handle your claim with no charges.
No charges, no charges. I'll leave it there. But
that's an amazing impression of that guy, Darren.
Thank you very much. It's no problem at all. I am available for season three. So I'm available for season three.
I know. Honestly, because I transcribed that advert, and if you break it down, that the lines don't make sense, and they're so grammatically incorrect. But we were fascinated with this guy, and we just thought, well, he must be the owner of the company, you know?
Yeah.
We found out when we were filming the show that he was an actor and some of the crew had worked with him, and so I know, it was so bizarre. And also some of the crew, we started the shoot of pilot for Peter's show with Brian, and when Peter was in characters, it was just he's such a lovely character, and you know, both of us kind of improvising his voice. And he would just stay in character the whole day because it was just so much fun. And so the crew, the next, because we have to rattle off all the filming in one day. And so the crew the next day were like, oh, where's that guy gone? Who we were filming with yesterday. And we were like, oh, no, that was Peter. loads and loads of them just thought he was a real person, you know. It's fun. And it's something, because I do his Twitter feed.
Oh, is it you? Because I've followed him for a long time. I didn't realise who was actually behind the Twitter feed. Because there's 60,000 followers on that.
Yeah. It's just something that I did. I really ramp it up when The Apprentice is on, because I always pretend that it's Brian crossing his fingers that he's going to be selected to be one of the Apprentices. But I love doing commentary on it as him. And it's just a nice little thing that we've got bubbling. Annoyingly, we had a sitcom that we were developing with the BBC, and they stupidly turned it down. Because it was funny, wasn't it, Nat?
It was funny.
Yeah.
We
wrote two episodes of it, and then we did a recording of it, almost like a radio show with an audience. But we had Alison Steadman was in the cast, and John Thompson.
Crumbs.
And so the premise was, it was each week Brian has got a different business, and it was so great. And they didn't. We got Peter made up in the prosthetics to do it, and it is really funny. And sadly they said no. So I don't know whether we'll see him again.
That's a shame.
Yeah. I know, because Peter's playing the Tick, you know, this thing on Amazon Prime. So, and he's got bigger
fish to fry.
Right. Yeah.
I bet he has. Listen, guys, I'm going to have to let you go. But honestly, I could talk to you. I've not even touched on Dickens Fruit Corners or Look Around You. I could talk to you all day. Sick note, 7th of November, Sky One, 10 p.m. Make sure you watch it. Nat Saunders, Jane Serafinovich, thanks so much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Thank you
so much for having us.